The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. I want to greet our listeners overseas, in the Middle East, in the Bahamas, in some parts of Europe. God bless you for tuning in. And especially, I want to greet our listeners in the Philippines. Hello there. Kumusta na? I want to say hello to Richard and Grace. Keep up the good work, and I wanted to hear miracles and signs and wonders following you. And hello to Bishop Edgar and to Pastors Joel and Junis Humalon of CCFI in General Santos City. God bless all of you. Please continue to share our message to the body of Christ in that region. Share this radio broadcast to them. And if you're local here in the state of Texas, if you miss any of our previous broadcasts, we are on podcast. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, sogmi.org. Are you ready for greater works? In John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing, and he will do even greater work than this because I am going to the Father." Are you ready for greater works? When God took me to the heavens the first time in 1991, he only asked me one question. After he reassured me, after he loved on me and claimed me his own, he asked this question, "Christina, are you ready for greater work?" And you know, when God asks you a question, you have to be honest, because there is a greater purpose and a reason why he's asking you a question. And I answered him, "Holy Father, if you are willing, I am ready." And then he touched me and gave me instruction that I did not understand, but the instruction stayed in my spirit, and the Holy Spirit reminds me of them. He always tells me, "Christina, this is the greater work." So what is the greater work? To preach the gospel in power and to disciple minimum of 121 believers who will be fearless in the things of God, who will not fear men, but have reverential fear of God. Why disciple a minimum of 121 people? The reason why, because there were 120 people at the upper room who were baptized by the Holy Spirit and moved in power and turned the whole world upside down. And Jesus says in John chapter 14 that we will do greater work than he does. For me, my minimum has to be 121 disciples. I consider that as a greater work. You need to disciple people who will do greater work, who have personal relationship with God and will not compromise. That is a greater work. So I answered God his question, because I know even now he is more than willing. I have such an exciting life. Yes, I have many challenges, but God sees me through in all things, big and small. I trust him, and I will continue to put him first, especially in these last days. What about you? When God gives you prophecy, or when he speaks to you in dreams and visions, and you know it is from him, or when the Holy Spirit, as you read the Bible, as you study the Word of God, he illuminates and gives you revelation that is for you, it is for a greater purpose in your life. His ways are perfect and excellent, and there is no such thing as a little thing to God. So what does the Lord require of you? To believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, whom he sent. to receive him and serve him and to love him back. In 2016, when you believe that you are called, you have to take your post. We are in a new season. We do not need to pray or ask God to visit our congregation or services. He is ever present, but what we need to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us how to engage God in our services, in our personal lives, by praise and worship and thanksgiving, and to have faith in Him. He will continue to abide in us. He will continue to lead us, continue to teach us in all things. Many wonderful things are manifesting right now and will continue to manifest in 2016 and beyond. This is one of the reasons. In John chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does." Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than this. And we are the body of Christ, and God the Father loves you and I as much as he loves his only Son, Jesus Christ. That is our confidence. That is the reason why whatever you're dealing with right now, that is temporary. Get out of there as fast as you can. You don't need to linger. This is a season for a great move of God and the implementation of God's ways of doing things. This is the beginning of the body of Christ taking over and will rule and reign with Christ in every sector of society. It's implementation time. It is not believing time. It is living by faith and in obedience to our God. Keep in mind, prophecies are from above. They are heavenlies. And I'll continue to talk about this over and over again for your sake and for the glory of God. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. All the blessings that add no sorrow to it are from above. They are spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. We need to remain in Him." Keep in mind, blessings we received from the Father are in heavenly realms, not earthly realms. But they will manifest here as an answer here on earth. They will be implemented here on earth. The purpose of God shall stand, whether you believe it or not, whether you're part of it or not, because God the Father is answering and will continue to answer the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ. And He taught us this too, that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We cannot be in the earthly realms and expect the heavenly realms to manifest. No, they have to be the purpose and the will of God, the principles of the kingdom of God. And we have the Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us, and to reveal Jesus to all of us. In John chapter 16, verse 13, it says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you of what is yet to come." Prophecies are from God. It is good for us to meditate on them, to act on them, to believe on them. We must obey the instruction to the full. We need to be focused. We need to be adamant and disciplined to follow through. One of the things you must remember about God and His plan for you, first of all, is a Trinity. The result has to be Trinity, okay? First of all, He wants the glory. He will not share His glory. He is a jealous and a holy God. He will not want to share you with Satan either, with the world's ways of doing things either. It will benefit you and it will benefit His people. That is the move of God. Not only it will bless you, He will get the glory, and it will benefit others. If it just benefits you, then you have some things to meditate on, okay? How can it benefit you when here you are, you're suffering from cancer? Well, believe that by the stripes of Jesus, you are the healed. You continue to walk on your healing, and the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. And it will give glory to God. And now, because you have that healing anointing, because you walked it, then you can lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover, and it will increase their faith and will become believers of our Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, it benefits them. It will benefit you too, because you are the healed. And then God is going to showcase you to the world. So it is important for us to understand that. So God gets the glory, it will benefit you, and it will benefit others. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm, verse 11, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus gave all the honor and glory to God. He was in complete obedience and submission to God the Father. And God the Father gave Jesus the church, or the bride of Christ, to rule and reign here on earth in his name. Benefits of Jesus. In turn, we love him back. We receive Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. He has now become the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and this is how he will return. The cross, his sacrifice, brought glory to God, and it benefited and continues to benefit all mankind, whomsoever who believe in him, no matter who they are, and call upon his name shall be saved. So if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, give me the honor and the privilege to lead you to him. He is so awesome, and your life will never be the same again. Call me at 210-695-1630. Again, the number is 695-1630. Jesus also went to hell for us so that we don't have to, we don't need to, and at the same time, we don't need to live hell on earth. It has to be heaven on earth. Living heavenly while we are still here on earth will glorify God. He suffered so that we don't have to. He became sin so that we cannot continue on sinning. He took our infirmities. He became poor so that we don't have to. This is the gospel of good news. He brought heaven down. Greater work is here. Take your post. We must disciple others. But before we can disciple others, we need to be discipled and taught by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. You think that if you are led by the Holy Spirit will lead you outside of the will of God, outside of the Word of God? He is a holy and a perfect God. And then, in turn, once we apply that principles and living it, then we must teach and disciple others. Don't look for members. Look for disciples and mature the body of Christ so that their inheritance will manifest as much as they can handle, as much as they can believe, as much as they can take care of and glorify God in accordance to Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. We need to stop operating daycare centers and call them ministries. We need to close all of them. Jesus did not ask us for members, but he commanded us specifically. You preach the gospel, you evangelize. When they get saved, you have to disciple them. Our ministry, first and foremost, is to love God and to have a personal relationship with God, and then to teach others how to love him. And we must preach the gospel in power. We must continue discipleship. God, listen to me, God is already unleashing and manifesting and about to unleash heavenly provisions. No one can take credit from this move. You compromise and apply the world's ways of doing things, you will not go far. God is going to make sure of that so that you will not be destroyed. Greater work is here. We need to understand our times. And we need to meditate on the love of God. And God is saying to the church right now, focus on the goodly things, and my provision is on its way. Example, God prepared me for something that I did not really understand. But I disciplined myself to, when God, and I know that it is from God, I'll obey step by step as He instructed me. So He had me release prophecy in 2016, and I've been repeating this over and over again throughout this year, and will continue to do so, that in 2016, His body, Christians, will look good, will feel good, will live good, will be good, will sound good and do good for God's glory, for your benefit, and for the benefit of His people. God told me in December, I was in the podium preaching, and only God can do this. He started talking to me while I can hear myself preach. He instructed me to set up a wellness program in 2016. I was stunned. I almost stopped preaching. But I went into prayer, and I developed or produced some products and instruction and confirmation from the Holy Spirit. And I applied this to myself and to the core team. We saw improvement even after a few days. No, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I will not going to give you the formula either. You need to stay on your own lane. Don't pounce on other people's blessings or don't push others from their post. There is enough blessings for everybody. The earth is the Lord's and its fullness. So do not try to take other people's blessings. You stay in your lane, and on the things that you don't realize that you're very good at, so that God can take the glory from this, the Holy Spirit will lead you into something that you've never done before, but you're finding out that it has been deposited in your spirit ever since you were young. God will fulfill His purpose in your life. So with these beauty products, everything is natural. My two sisters that are in cosmetic and beauty industry, they noticed how I looked and they asked me about it, and they brought some with them to Arizona. Because why? They saw the result. They saw the manifestation. Whatever the vision or the plan of God that He put in your life, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Do not try to pounce on it. Don't try to analyze it. Don't try to put your two cents in it and expect God to bless it. It is the implementations now for new inventions, artistic expressions, and many other things in every sector of society, but it has to be pure from the Holy Spirit. Don't add your worldliness in it. Don't add the ways of the world in it. Stay in your lane. Why am I saying that? In the world, if you see track and field or race or something like that, the players or the athletes want to block others so that they'll stay in the front, so that they will win the race. That's the world's way. In God's kingdom, there are no competition, there are no envy, there are no malice. And you don't have to block or pounce or push others from their lane. You stay in your lane, you focus and finish your own race, and God will get glorified. It will benefit you and it will benefit others. Little did I know that the prophecy of looking good, I have to apply it. And I am blessed by it. I am blessed by the results and how the people that I'm a part of, the people's wellness program, especially the core team. Then I have to feel good. I've been meditating on that prophecy. Look good, feel good, live good, be good, do good, sound good. So I started modifying my exercise. I start praying in the spirit, and then I got the love songs from the 70s and 80s I love. I started using them, listening to them, started dancing with them. I have been doing this for several weeks, and I'm about ready to teach them to the group. I am also going to schedule a wellness class to be taught by a dietitian that is a member of Freedom Fellowship Church. So that is a part of looking good and feeling good, so that we can do good, so that we can live good. The people who knew me and the core team, people started noticing our faces. And I started getting requests from others if they can buy some. I still have to pray about that because I have to set up a company with it. And I want a wellness program that covers and will affect and improve body, soul, and spirit. The Holy Spirit continues to teach me and giving me concepts. I did not plan on it. It never entered my mind. But I'm always in exercise and about good health and looking good ever since I was young. I always wanted to look good and feel good. Who doesn't? But little did I know that this is the plan of God to bless me and to glorify Him and to benefit others. It benefits me too. I never like the body of Christ to be focused and limited as a nonprofit organization. The Holy Spirit is moving on Christian companies and organizations, those who are willing to unlearn the things that they learn from the world's ways and to learn from the Holy Spirit, and provisions are at hand. So I'll continue to focus on this prophecy for the church in 2016. And this summer, I'm going to spend some time with the youth and the core team, and I will teach them business schools and prophetic schools. That will be to live good, which is a portion of that prophecy. My goal, by God's grace, is by the end of this summer, we will all look good, feel good, live good, be good, and do good, and sound good. And God gets all the glory. Why I was so bold and confident? Because these are not my idea. They are from the Holy Spirit. They are heavenly realms. And I'm going to run with those visions. The second prophecy is for the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence for the body of Christ. And I am focusing on this also this summer. I am going to focus on the transformation of the arts and entertainment, on the transfer of wealth, the wellness program, and some other things that I'm working with the youth. And hopefully by November and December, I'll be able to take this overseas in some parts of the world. And I'm getting ready for God to lead me to open North America for me to teach this. So I'm believing God that manifestations will continue. Trust God, my dear brothers and sisters. Yes, I have my share of pains and afflictions and challenges. But you know what? I have a say on how long will those linger. I trust God enough that I know that He will always provide a way for me and I will always be restored. And I am. It's been such a fulfilling life that when I see God's move and manifestations of the blessings upon His people, it is real heaven on earth for me. We have a videotape that was produced by Joshua in the Philippines. It's about 5 minutes. Sometimes I asked him to play it to remind myself when everything gets so busy, when there are some conflicts. I watch that video and I remind myself that's heaven on earth for me. And I will not choose any other way other than the things of God. And I'm running out of time. I will continue this in the next broadcast. And I'll continue to give you guys a hard time while I have this voice and while I have this program. And I will continue to do so. It is for your benefit. And it benefits me too, because it gives God the Father great joy to hand us or to give us the kingdom. Until next time, God bless you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.